The Last of the Mohicans by James Fenimore Cooper. Narrated by Brian Godwin. Introduction. It is believed that the scene of this tale and most of the information necessary to understand its allusions are rendered sufficiently obvious to the reader in the text itself, or in the accompanying notes. Still, there is so much obscurity in the Indian traditions, so much confusion in the Indian names as to render some explanation useful. Few men exhibit greater diversity, or, if we may so express it, greater antithesis of character than the native warrior of North America. In war, he is daring, boastful, cunning, ruthless, self-denying, and self-devoted. In peace, just, generous, hospitable, revengeful, superstitious, modest, and commonly chaste. These are qualities, it is true, which do not distinguish all alike, but they are so far from the predominating traits of these remarkable people as to be characteristic. It is generally believed that the aborigines of the American continent have an Asiatic origin. There are many physical as well as moral facts which corroborate this opinion, and some few would then seem to weigh against it. The color of the Indian, the writer believes, is peculiar to himself, and while his cheekbones have a very striking indication of a Tartar origin, his eyes have not. Climate may have great influence on the former, but it is difficult to see how it can have produced the substantial...